This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today approved the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till the year 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The scheme was launched in May 2015, with the objective of providing old-age income security to workers in the unorganized sector. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. Over 8 crore 66 lakh subscribers have been enrolled so far under the scheme, making it a cornerstone of the country's inclusive social security framework. The government has approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India, SIDBI. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. This move is expected to benefit over 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that it is more imperative than ever for nations to collaborate on shared challenges, particularly in combating terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar made these remarks during the opening session of talks with his Spanish counterpart, Jose Manuel Alvarez Bionó, in New Delhi today. He said both India and Spain are victims of terrorism. He also stressed that the global order is undergoing a profound transformation and the world must adopt a zero-tolerance approach towards terrorism. Dr. Jaishankar said that India will host the Artificial Intelligence AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi next month. He highlighted that India's approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on responsible and ethical values, which closely align with Europe's approach. The minister said that India and Spain have designated 2026 as a dual year of culture, tourism and AI.
India is hosting the AI Impact Summit next month. Our approach to AI is human-centric, inclusive and focused on its responsible and ethical use. I think it's very similar to the approach of Europe. We are confident that the dual year will encourage greater institutional and industry-led collaboration.
Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has said that the booth-level officers are the foundational pillar for the electoral democracy in the country. Addressing the India International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, IICDEM 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Kumar said India is a mother of democracy and maintaining pure electoral rolls with inclusion of every eligible elector is essential for strengthening of democracy.
Indian elections become one of the largest exercises on planet year after year in terms of logistics, numbers and transparency. The last year Lok Sabha elections, more than a billion voters, more than 640 million exercised their franchising, more than a million polling stations and roughly 1.8 to 2 crore people involved in this exercise is a feat.
Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh has underscored the need for a robust military power and having the will to use that power. Addressing the 22nd Subrata Mukherjee Seminar on National Security Imperatives in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said military power stands as the ultimate arbiter of national power. Mr. Singh underscored that military power gives freedom, secures technological infrastructure and gives credibility to the country's diplomacy. He emphasized that the world is becoming increasingly chaotic and the focus on building a strong military, especially the Air Force, has become a necessity. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union, EU, are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In an address at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos, she said that after Davos the next weekend, she will travel to India. European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25th to 27th. In men's cricket, a five-match T20 international series between India and New Zealand will begin today. The opening match of the series will be played in Nagpur. The match will start at 7 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.